Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Friday, it's 6:04.
It's freezing out there, people.
It's a little chilly.
I'm sorry, but it's like bing, bing cold out there. It's National Chili Day today. Make up a pot of chili.
Oh, I thought
warm
you meant chili.
No, no, like chili. Chili in a pot. Tomorrow's... make a run to Costco for toilet paper day, but today is National Chili Day. Everybody has their recipe, don't they? Everybody has a chili recipe.
I will tell you this.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
I know. My wife, Jody, has award-winning chili she makes.
Yes, award-winning.
Award-winning. And what's sad is I'm not a big chili fan.
I'm not either.
I don't eat chili. I don't care for chili.
Nope.
But she makes the best chili according to her kids and her family.
Okay. I guess. Okay, that's good.
And I guess her son, Brandon, had asked, hey, can you send me your recipe? And she goes, well,
yeah.
Okay. I said, are you going to leave something out?
Yeah.
She goes, why would I do that? I said, because that's what people do.
Because that's what you do. That's what parents do.
Yes.
You're not supposed to have the recipe until they're gone. Then you get the recipe.
Until then, I'm going to give it to you, but I'm going to leave a couple of things out.
Hello. Yes, exactly. People got all over me yesterday. Everybody comes, oh, Carla, it's Margarita Day. It's Margarita Day. I don't like, is it that hard to understand? Here's the thing, people. I don't like margaritas. I don't like sushi. I think you and I actually are both on that page.
Yeah.
Don't like sushi. Don't like margaritas.
Sorry.
You know what? Get used to it. You know what? If you want a piece of this, you better know that. All right? You better know that.
That's your warning. That's your... Read the fine print.
Exactly. You want a little of this? You need to know that.
Okay. Partly sunny, breezy today. Good to know. High 51. Sunshine back over the weekend. 54 the high tomorrow and 58 on Sunday. 39 now. First dose of some cheap, trashy chatty gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
Oh, I do have a little news on Bon Jovi, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and who will be joining them.
All right, we'll get more on that, plus some other stories from a little bit of that. Def Leppard.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
Well, Lindsay Vonn ended her Olympic run yesterday by scattering some of her late grandfather's ashes near the mountain where her downhill races took place. Now, I don't know if that's okay. You're not supposed to do that, but in South Korea, it might be okay. He served during the Korean War, not far from right there. So she said she always felt that part of his soul was still in South Korea. So she did that. And she was very close to him, was pretty much racing for him.
Mm-hmm.
The Asbury Park Press claims Richie Sambora will be joining Bon Jovi when the group is inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That is April 14th. That takes place. John Bon Jovi and Sambora apparently exchanged emails. Sambora accepted his invitation to join the band for that date. So it would be cool if they just got back together. It really would.
Very
He's
cool.
So much a part of Bon Jovi. Oprah has been making the rounds. She has a new movie coming out. It's called A Wrinkle in Time. Now, she was on Ellen yesterday, and Donald Trump called Oprah out for something, an interview that she did on 60 Minutes that is coming up. And here's what Ellen had to say.
President Trump, it's time for an aha moment, okay? You're not just some guy on Twitter anymore. You're the president for all of us. It is your job to unite people, and you don't do it by attacking people, especially Oprah. I mean, George Washington may be the father of our country, but Oprah is the mother of our country.
Oprah's
in
the
your
mother of our
face.
Country. I love
what?
It. Oh, my God. Oprah is looking good since she quit doing TV full time. Man, I guess that's what it took, was stepping back.
I guess.
She always looked good, but she just looks, she's like.
Happier.
She's into her 60s, I believe. She looks great.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. She looks great.
Okay.
I know. I saw Diana Ross, who's 73. Jane Fonda is still popping that collar at 74.
Yeah.
70, apparently, is the new 50. Instead of 50-year-old. That's your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment. So many stages, they got so many venues, no need to go anywhere else.
You know what? That's the one guy I wish I would have seen when he was still alive at Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yes.
96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 6:25. We talked about this yesterday, and we promised, we swore we'd bring it back this morning.
Oh, man, I put it on Twitter yesterday. Got a few different answers. You know, we talked yesterday about the toothpaste debate that was going on Twitter. Do you put water on your toothbrush first, then toothpaste, or do you put toothpaste, then water, then take it underwater?
Right.
And that, I thought, begged the question, shoe, shoe, sock, sock.
Right.
Or shoe, sock, shoe, sock. How do you put your shoes and socks on?
So that's what we want to know this morning.
Yeah, we're just kind of curious. I mean, I don't think there's another way, you know. I don't think so. But
because some people put on a shoe and sock. And yeah. A sock and shoe, and then sock and shoe.
Yeah, well, that's just unacceptable. It is. It is that whole thing. Like, what do you want? Then you're walking around barefoot, you know?
At least 1 foot.
Yeah, you got to hop. And I don't want to hop at 2:30 in the morning.
702-739-9636, KKLZ Talk and Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. This morning, as you're getting ready for work or school.
Yes.
What did you do? Sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe?
Mike, what do you do?
See, normally I do sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Okay.
But
okay.
Then, you begs the question, because we could take this one step further. Do you put on your shoes before you put on your pants, or do you put on your pants first and
then
your shoes?
We can go there, because I know where you're going, and I do that with shorts. I put on my shoes first. Pants, I don't, because it's hard to get through.
Right.
But I don't like to wrinkle my pants and my shorts.
Me neither.
Yeah. Let's go sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe. Yeah. Then we'll talk about how you're putting your pants on.
702-739-9636. You can talk or text. Would love to hear from you. Billy Squire and The Stroke. It's Mike and Carla Morning Show. Waking you up Friday morning, 6:38. Sock, sock, shoe, shoe. John, what about you?
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Yeah. I think the general consensus on this morning show is we all do sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
It's interesting listening to people. I put shoes on, no socks. Oh. Well, a lot of people just don't wear socks.
Yeah.
Ew. There's an ew factor there. Shauna says definitely sock, sock, shoe, shoe. But I don't put my shoes on until just before I leave the house. Shoes not allowed in my house. So you got sock, sock for a long time. Then when you head out the door.
We had a neighbor like that growing up.
Right.
As a kid. And I always had to make sure. I always had to make sure if I'm going over to this kid's house, right, do I have good socks? And do they have any holes in them?
Yes.
And do my feet smell? And
yes.
It was there was so much anxiety just to go play with this kid when I was only like 7 or 8 years old.
Sure, you got your good socks on, for the love of God.
Can you just come over to my house?
Yeah, I know. We can wear shoes.
So much easier.
Now, somebody else says, I can't sleep without socks, so if I'm ever in a hurry and don't need to shower, I quickly wake up, pop shoes on, go with breakfast in my hand. Wow. Jeez, it's easier for sleeping, and instead of searching for socks, you know, in case you forget to do laundry. How lazy are our listeners, man? I thought I was. Oh, my gosh. And one other person said, indeed, it's sock, sock, shoe, shoe. Or my slip-on shoes, it's sock, sock, both shoes at once. What, we do a hop in there?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
All right. Dina's on the phone. Dina, what about you?
I do sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
That's the easiest, it seems, for people, and the most common.
And I think it's safe, too. You don't want to step on something. You got kids, you got Legos, you got stuff. You know, there's scorpions in this town. You don't want to step on that.
No. What about the toothbrush?
I water, toothbrush, water. I also mouthwash before I brush and after.
Get out!
Yes, I mouthwash.
Really?
I have pre-mouthwash and then my toothbrush, and then I mouthwash again.
Now, do you get to work on time?
Yes, I do. Okay. I'm on my way now.
Because there's a lot going on before you go to work. Amazing.
I got to be at work at 7, so I normally make it about 15 minutes early.
All right,
that's
Dina.
That's awesome. I love it. Dina, I keep a little thing of mouthwash in my car and in my purse and everything else, too, so that helps.
Yeah.
Have a good day and get to work.
Thank you.
The sock, sock, shoe, shoe thing.
Yeah, this has been around for a while, this debate.
You have to go to YouTube and Google All in the Family.
And just do that. All in the Family, sock and shoe episode.
Hold it. What are you doing here? What about the other foot? There ain't no sock on it. I'll get to it. Don't you know that the whole world puts on a sock and a sock and a shoe and a shoe? her 1 foot at a time. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. It's just as quick my way.
Wait a minute, that ain't the prank.
You see what I told? Don't keep doing it. Listen to me.
Suppose there's a fire in the house and you got a rugby light. Your way, all you got on is one shoe and a sock. My way, you got on a sock and a sock. You see your reason?
Suppose it's raining or snowing outside. Your way, with a sock on each foot, my feet would get wet. My way, with a sock and a shoe on one foot, I could hop around and stay dry.
Oh, my God, it's such a funny scene.
1974 from All in the Family.
Oh, my gosh.
Rob Reiner and Carol O'Connor. Carol O'Connor. God, that was hilarious. Wow. That's how important that sock, sock, shoe, shoe issue is.
Not important, but yes.
Even back then, back in 1974. Hall & Oates, Man Eater. Mike and Carla, morning show. Where we are sending families of four down to Legoland. Your first chance to win this morning at about 8:40. Make sure you're listening for that. It's 7:03 now. Sunshine breezy. High 51 today, but sunshine over the weekend. High tomorrow, 54, 58 on Sunday. It's about 39 now. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
This is Bill. I was just going to say that episode, the best thing about it is that encounter occurred while they're rushing Gloria to the hospital to have her baby.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's when those discussions usually happen. They stopped and took time while she's in labor to discuss the shoe, shoe, sock, sock.
Yeah, so she's in labor waiting to have a baby, and they're discussing sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
And that's
shoe,
when those things always happen.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like you're rushing to get to work.
Right.
It's like, should I clean the fridge now?
That's the argument I'm afraid I'll have with someone if I'm living with someone again. God forbid there's a fire.
Yeah.
What did you get? No! Why did you get that? No!
What a classic episode. Bill, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
All in the Family, 1974.
Such a funny episode.
Check it out on YouTube. Don't know how many people deal with sleepwalking or sleepwalkers.
Oh, I was reminded of a friend of mine. This was in Pennsylvania, apparently a middle schooler. He was sleepwalking, and he sleepwalked into his school. Seventh grader.
Wait a second.
There.
He got up from home, sleepwalked to school, and walked around school.
But didn't know he was.
Wow.
And finally, he kept walking, got out of there, woke up miles from home, called 911. They even closed school for a while just to make sure nothing else happened in there. But I thought about, I have a friend in Sacramento who sleepwalks, and I stayed there a few years ago. I'm sleeping in my room, and I'm a light sleeper, and I wake up, and she's standing over me, talking, mumbling. It's like, what are you saying? Go back to bed.
That would just freak me out.
It did freak me out.
And not that she's even talking, that she's just standing over you.
Yes, it was just weird. And the next morning, I said, jeez. Did you go back to bed? She said, when? I said, last night. You woke up. You came into my room. I couldn't understand what you're saying. No, I didn't. I
had
said,
no
you
idea.
Did. You absolutely did.
Wow.
And she has a problem. So she has to put foil, around her bed and at the door so she doesn't go outside. So hopefully it'll wake her up.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. But her significant other is like, it's bad.
Oh, I can understand.
It's really bad.
I have never had to deal with that.
Oh, it's scary.
I mean, I don't sleepwalk. I don't think I know anybody that sleepwalks.
People do weird things. And I know, God forbid, if you take what is it? What's the Ambien?
Oh.
Things like that. You don't even know. Somebody in this building was telling me that her mom, she woke up one morning. It was like, what are you doing lying on the kitchen floor? What? She didn't even,
I think Jody told me one time she used to take that.
Oh, jeez.
And things would, she would do stuff and wouldn't even remember her kids.
You eat, you order stuff.
Yeah.
You drive.
It's nuts. Anybody else deal with sleepwalking?
Oh.
Whether it's you or somebody in your family
so
or maybe a friend.
Yeah.
They just kind of freak you out because you don't know about it at that time. 702-739-9636. Talking about sleepwalking, are you a sleepwalker? Text or call 702-739-9636.
This is hilarious. Leon says, my cousin was taking one of those sleep aids, ended up sleepwalking in the nude, went out into her yard, was picking up the kids' toys. Neighbors told her about it. She said, talking about? And they said, we got security cameras. Let's see. Sure enough, for about 10 minutes, she's out in the front yard nude. Oh, my gosh.
Let's go to the tape.
Oh, my God. Another person said, my son got up, took a shower, got dressed, heading to school. Thankfully, my sister-in-law was staying there and sleeping in the living room. Argued with him about going to school. He said, I'm going to tell my mom. You won't let me go to school. Finally got him back to bed. Never even remembered. Never even remembered. He got up, took a shower, got dressed.
Karen's a sleepwalker.
The worst thing I did, I wore striped pajamas, the thing that zip up and open up in the back.
Uh-oh.
And I walked from my house to the bar.
Oh.
Down the sidewalk, and a cop watched me.
Wow.
Then I walked back straight to my house.
What?
The cop knocked on the door, and they come and woke me up, and I tried to... I was yelling, everybody, why is there mud in my bed?
Oh,
and the cop said he knew it wasn't safe to wake me up.
Mm-hmm.
So he just watched me walk to the bar and back again, about two blocks.
Nice.
I have to have deadbolts on my door, because I can figure out how to unlock a door with the handle.
Yeah.
But I can't figure out how to find a key to put it in to get out of my house, because otherwise I'd walk out of my house.
Oh, my God. That's the thing. And they say you're not supposed to wake up a sleepwalker, because it can be dangerous. I don't know. It's just scary when they're doing it. So I don't know what protocol is.
Bev, are you the sleepwalker or somebody you know?
It was our son, and we were at a wedding.
Uh-oh.
And we had been to the wedding and back to the hotel after the reception. Uh-oh. And sometime in the middle of the night, he sleepwalked out of our room to a different floor.
Oh, boy.
Then decided he had to use the bathroom, but didn't know where to go. So he went in the ice machine.
Oh, no!
And then he pounded on our door at 4 in the morning, and we got him back in.
Oh, man. See, okay. Wow, that's what I'm afraid. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm glad I don't sleepwalk, because I would do something so embarrassing.
And, of course, later that afternoon.
Yeah, you know what? I'll just have the red wine.
If you don't mind.
Jeez.
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about new movies coming out this weekend. Talk to him closer to 7:40. 7:32. Who's on the phone?
Hey, this is Jennifer. Good morning.
Jennifer, do you deal with somebody that sleepwalks?
Well, so I have a story from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My sister woke up, so I don't know, we were maybe 12 or so. My parents had been gone. They came home and bought a new van. So my sister had been sleeping. We woke her up. We all got in the van, drove around the block. You know, everybody's all excited about this new van. We come home, park the van, everybody goes back to bed. You know, everybody's happy. The next morning, my sister gets up. She looks out the window. She goes, whose van is that?
What?
And we all just started laughing. I mean, it was crazy because we were like, you were in the van last night. She's like, no, I wasn't.
Oh, see. I thought you were going to tell me she was driving it.
No.
No. Oh.
She was too young to drive, but she did not remember getting up and getting in that van. It was crazy.
I wonder how many guys use that sleepwalking excuse, you know.
Oh, God, please.
Why did you stay at the bar so long? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Sleepwalking, honey.
It's a problem.
Yeah, that's it.
Since I've been a kid.
It's been used as a defense in cases before, too.
It has, hasn't it?
Where they were. Yeah, where they were.
Eagles, one of these nights, 96.3 KKLZ. Then we'll talk to Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about new movies coming out this weekend, and we have not one but two movies.
First is Annihilation, starring Natalie Portman. There's this alien that crashes, or this entity that crashes on Earth in the South, and it's slowly taking over the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So the military is trying to figure out for the next couple of years what it is, what is it doing, but every time they send an elite team in there, they never come back. We never hear from them. So now Natalie Portman and an all-girl team, you know, Jennifer Jason Leigh, they go inside the Shimmer, it's called, to find out exactly what's going on. The longer they're in there, the more they kind of start going crazy. They start morphing and changing themselves. So it's a fight against time to stop this creature from terraforming, and also they bring all the baggage of their personal life. So not only is it just an intense sci-fi thriller, but it's also a great drama. The only thing is, I have to warn you, it is hardcore science fiction. Okay, so if you don't have an open mind, you don't, you know, because they have cellular biologists in there, and they're talking about how life is created and morphing and changing. So it's a real kind of Star Trek-y kind of based in sci-fi facts stuff.
Okay.
And the other movie you wanted to mention, you didn't see it.
I didn't see it, but it's getting all kinds of great buzz. And I have some critics who saw it this week called Game Night, you know, with Jason Bateman.
Right.
And it's just, you know, one of those live action games that go wrong, you know.
Right.
So it's kind of like The Man Who Knew Too Little with Bill Murray, where he was also he was walking around London thinking he was an actual, you know, he playing in a game, but and they thought he was a real spy. So, it was, so this is kind of along the same lines that it's a murder kind of mystery, you know. So it looks really funny, and it's getting a lot of positive things.
And I like Jason Bateman.
I do too.
I think he does a great job in everything.
And I will review that next week because I'm going to see it this morning right after I leave here.
And you wanted to mention something about HBO.
Real quick, Anna Deavere Smith does a one-woman show on Broadway, and she brings it to HBO, and it's called Notes from the Field. And she interviewed over 200 people about the school-to-prison pipeline of the minority youth. Portrays Congressman John Lewis. She portrays wardens. She portrays teachers. She portrays all the... And their actual dialogue is from their conversations. So she plays over 18 different characters.
God.
And you've got to see this. Not only is just the message more poignant and more relevant, but just watch this woman just switch from character to character. Remember how Whoopi used to do it on stage?
Yeah.
But these were all real people she's portraying.
Right.
And also you can go on my YouTube page and see my interview with her too.
She's amazing.
She is.
She was in Nurse Jackie. She was in The West Wing. She was in Law and Order. She was. She is great.
And she's been an instructor for the last 20 years also.
Isn't she a professor?
She is. Yeah. She teaches at NYU.
Yeah.
So you've got to see this show. It premieres tomorrow on HBO. It's called Notes from the Field.
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Check him out on YouTube. All right. And also Facebook, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend. 96.3 KKLZ sending you and your family down to Legoland. Your chance to win a family four-pack. That's coming up this hour, 8:40. The next chance to win. Plus another dose of some cheap, trashy chatty gossip entertainment tabloid news coming up next. After the police, every breath you take.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Rae's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
Well, friends are saying that they hope Jennifer Aniston finds true love again, and she wants to find it again. Apparently, she doesn't like dating at all. She hates that. She would rather be with somebody long-term.
Right.
So it's just amazing to me that Jennifer Aniston doesn't think she can find anybody, but I get it. I get it.
Well, maybe her standards are a little higher than the average woman.
Yeah, well, Brad Pitt and Justin, I would think, geez.
Bring it down a little.
She wants to fall in love again, spend her life with someone that loves sharing their life with her, so I hope it happens again.
You know what? It took me this long to find the right person.
Maybe her Jody is out there. Maybe that's what she should do.
Or her Mike.
Maybe she should look for a Jody.
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe. Oh, I get you.
You know what, Jennifer? Maybe you should look for a Jody, huh? I'm just saying, people. That's all. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Hey, Oprah.
Oh.
She was making the rounds yesterday. Like I said, she has a new movie coming out. She was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he asked her, because you'd think Oprah wouldn't do anything on her own. He asked her, do you actually pay your own bills?
That is true. So somebody does answer the phone. So they'll say somebody's on. They'll say, Mr. Kimmel is on line two.
I see. Okay. Oh, they would say Mr.
And so somebody answers the phone, but I do my own bills.
That would be my house, too. You know what? You pay your bills, you know where the money's going.
I heard that.
You can answer my phone.
When she used to have her own show during the daytime, and she had a guest on, and she had said that to avoid, so she knows where all her money goes. She goes, I write my own checks for the company, personal for the company.
Yeah.
I know where every penny goes.
Jeez, she got her calculator out there trying to balance her job. She's 74 million. Oh my gosh.
I'm off a cent.
Though the one thing I got out of that is the fact that Oprah has a landline.
Is that what you got out of
That's
that?
That's what I got out of that. Hey, we
wonder if she's sock shoe.
Oh, man. She's like sock, Louboutin, I'm sure.
Maybe.
We've heard the story, I think, I hope. There is a movie in the works about the guy who invented the Flaming Hot Cheetos. He was a janitor at the Frito-Lay company when he came up with the idea. Well, now he's a big top-level executive, and there's a movie being made.
What?
About this guy. Yeah. Yeah, he came up with the idea, and now he's like one of the, I don't know, CEOs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What did he just say to somebody, hey, maybe you should make them flaming hot?
Yeah. He came up with the idea. Oh. And they did it, and they've made millions. And now he's one of the higher-ups. I mean, that was a while ago. That's been out for a little while. So that's
all
not...
all you have to do.
It's not unheard of. Yeah, exactly. Just think of something that has not been done. Flaming hot Pop-Tarts. How about that? How about you do that? Huh? Flaming Pop-Tarts. Something wrong about that whole expression in there. Hey, a big happy birthday to our friend. You know,
no.
I love him.
Hold on for
you
a second.
You know I love him. You go ahead and bring it up. Monica, I hope you're listening. A big happy birthday to Rupert Holmes. Angie, I hope you're listening. 71 years old, Rupert Holmes
turns.
No.
Thought time was
71
up.
71 years old. I can't believe that. And I still love this song. I was tired of my lady. Yeah.
Sing.
We've been together too long.
Everybody.
Like a worn out recording.
Of what?
Of your favorite song.
And what'd she do?
So while she lay there sleeping.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I read the paper in bed.
Uh-oh, and then what?
And in the personal columns.
Yeah?
There was this letter I read.
I'm going to cheat? What?
If you like pina coladas.
And then it turns around and it's her. And it's like, oh my God, what a happy story. They both wanted to cheat on each other. This is so cool.
And they ended up happily ever after.
They did. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment. So many stages, so many venues. Why go anywhere else?
I'm the love that you've looked for. Come with me.
AC/DC shook me all night long. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla, 828. Got to talk about the Olympics. And it was pretty cool. A couple of nights ago, they had a young lady dancing, skating.
Yeah.
To AC/DC, which you normally, you don't see.
No.
They always use classic music or something a little bit softer.
That Toth was her name, and she used that. Somebody else used Oasis, Wonderwall. A few of them have done some different things. Somebody else used Christina Aguilera.
I think that's when they get to the round where they can do whatever they
their
want.
Free skate, yeah.
And let it out.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Somebody was criticized last night. They used music from Schindler's List. A German skater, and that, you know, you forget that Schindler was a hero.
Right.
So it's not a disrespectful thing. But
when you think Schindler's List,
you think Holocaust, and I know it doesn't really go with skating.
And that's where the connection comes in. The big news about Team USA, it's all about curling.
Yes, it is. Man, they are getting the women, aren't they?
The
curlers. Man.
As big as the upset was with the USA girls hockey team,
yep.
The USA's men's curling team, they beat Canada yesterday, upset Canada, and they're going to be in the gold medal match against Sweden tonight.
It's a big deal.
It's the first shot at goal since curling was added to the Olympics way back in 1998. And the first time Canada hasn't made the final.
The men's curling team, they are badasses.
So we'll see how that goes. Not a lot. I mean, women's figure skating last night.
We did nothing.
Nothing.
No.
Didn't medal. Weren't expected to.
No.
So hopefully next time around. Closing ceremony is coming up Sunday morning. And
yeah,
that's about it.
And just so everybody knows, I you know, people said the medal is cool, but they do win money. And I'm not, I don't know if people know exactly what
right.
they win. For a gold medal, our U.S. winners get $37,500. Silver, you get $22,500. And bronze, you get $15,000. So,
doesn't
you know, they're
lot,
taking
though.
Home a little bit anyhow,
yeah.
You know.
In the medal count, Norway still leading with 35 medals, then Canada with 27. 25 for Germany, and the U.S. was in fourth place with 21 medals, including 8 gold. So if you're keeping track with that, so that's what's happening in South Korea. 8:30, half past the hour, Legoland, a family 4-pack to give away. And it's another round of Speak Out Friday.
Yes, it is. Oh, Lord.
All right. Start doing the exercises.
We sell seashells by the seashore.
Do that in about 7 minutes from now. Prince, When Doves Cry, 96.3, KKLZ, 8:38. It's Mike and Carla. And sending down a family of four down to Legoland, Southern California. These tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Clause. You win, you qualify for the grand prize, the overnight stay at that Legoland hotel, which is pretty cool. So it's another round, and we're going to try this again, another round of Speak Out.
It's going to say Speak Out.
What?
Speak Out.
This is the game that everybody's playing, and you put this plastic thing in your mouth, and you pull a card, you try and figure out what that person is saying.
Yeah.
So, and Carla is our designated speak out person.
Yes, she is. That's a speak out.
Now, the phone lines are on hold, so after we get through news, traffic, and then weather, we'll look for caller number 9.
Okay.
And within 30 seconds or so, if you can figure out what Carla's saying, you have the family 4-pack down to Legoland.
You guys are hussies, right?
And we're going to help.
We're hussies.
What?
You guys are hussies. Yes.
John, remind me, have her do her entertainment news like this.
Oh, yeah.
Giving you a chance to win this family four-pack off to Legoland. Got Lisa on the phone. We're going to play a round of Speak Out.
Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay. See, she understands you already.
Well, that means one of us.
All right, you got 30 seconds. Here we go. Start the clock. Ready? Go.
Girls filled with Leslie Jacks.
Daryl said something
about Leslie's, and I don't think I can say the word.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but I'm surprised
Daryl
Leslie has
something
one.
Something about...
All right, hold on. Go ahead.
No. Daryl.
There.
They
all.
Filled.
They filled.
This. Fluffy.
Sausage.
Fluffy. Duck.
Something duck.
They filled this saucy duck.
Oh, my God. Girls filled.
They all filled.
This fluffy duck.
They filmed with Daffy Duck.
Oh, boy. Go ahead.
They'll fill this.
You notice how John and I've stopped talking.
I know.
We have no clue.
They did something.
Duchess, anything. Girls filled with fluffy ducks.
It's getting worse instead of better.
I'm afraid to even say now.
I know.
All right, you know what? Buzz the horn. It's over. And what were you saying?
Barrel filled with fluffy ducks.
Barrel filled with fluffy ducks. You know what? She was about as
with
close
fluffy ducks
as anybody could be.
She got ducks.
You know what? Good for you. You are the winner. We're sending you and your family down to Legoland.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
If not for anything else, putting up with us. All right. Plus, you qualify for the grand prize, which means the overnight stay at the Legoland Hotel. We announce that winner on Monday. So hang on the line. We'll take down some details. And thank you for putting up with us this morning on KKLZ.
Thank you so much.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Cops in Pennsylvania caught a guy trying to steal a car last weekend. Told him he was Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that's who you pick.
But the guy didn't even look like him, so he was arrested. Not so he was arrested. Not that if he would have looked like him, they would have let him go, but...
Get out of here. All right.
What's your name? Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, really, that's what you picked? Okay. It's easier to say than Jake Gyllenhaal.
I can't even imagine if this happened to Jody and I in our house, an escort in Florida, and the dude that quote, her protection, went to the wrong house. It was earlier this week at about 2:30 in the morning.
You're not answering.
They're banging on the door, and the woman inside, well, she called the cops.
Hello?
Can you imagine? You know, the woman, the escort shows up. Swear to God, honey, it's the wrong house.
Yeah, no. What is your name was, what, Cinnamon? I don't think this...
They just went to the wrong house. No harm, no foul, but they get arrested.
I know. I don't like that either. I don't think that was right. Yeah. That's, you know, how many times have you... I walked into the wrong house once. Went right in. Door was open. Went right in. How you doing? You go, oh. Friend of mine had moved, and it was in a cul-de-sac, and it was the other cul-de-sac. I walked right into the house. So, you know...
Made yourself comfortable.
Yeah. Hi, this isn't Cammie's house.
Are you visiting, too?
I know. We have not met before. I'm in the wrong house.
You walked in the wrong house?
Yeah, it was a big party in the door, because she always left her door open, too, when she'd have a party,
That's too funny.
Yep, went right in.
I mean, the car is one thing, going in the wrong car.
Uh-huh, I know.
The
Wrong house. I was sober.
Too funny.
A retirement home in England, they've started hiring pole dancers, Mike, to keep residents entertained. Now, they're clothed. They don't get naked.
Oh.
But, retirement home in England. That's bloody good. Bloody good. And...
Dad, you want me to come see you today?
No, I want to. I want to, Father. Father, can I come see you, please? I'm bringing my brothers as well. They're all coming. The cousins, they're coming, too.
Yes.
Oh, and an adult toy company has just created... It's a vibrating toy that has a special feature on it, Mike. When you're done using it, it automatically orders you a pizza.
Wow.
I love live.
You don't have to do anything except finish, right?
No, you just have to finish, whatever that may be.
Uh-huh.
And this will go on sale in a few months, but it's like you just diddle and dine. You just, the device, it has an
it's
internet.
It's a diddle and dine package.
You get a little internet
pizza,
button.
Pizza, pizza.
Yes, you program your payment method and viola. When you're done,
wow.
Push a button, and guess what? They're there. Domino's, whatever pizza you want.
20, 25 minutes later.
They are right there. And this hits home with me for some reason, you know, at that time.
Yeah.
I like pizza.
Do you?
I love pizza. And you know I'm not a huge pizza eater.
I know this.
At that point in time, I want a pizza. I want a Coke.
Yeah.
That's what I want. So, oh my God,
diddle,
I'm loving
and
this.
Dine.
And that's what I think they should call it. Diddle and dine. It is Friday. That's your other news.
There's Queen, 96.3, KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 939. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Get you through the workday, sponsored by Big Flex Razors. Join the millions of guys who use Big Flex Razors. Smooth shave, smooth price, Big Flex. Looking forward to coming back Monday morning.
Oh, man, we will be giving away Bon Jovi tickets all week long. We'll also be talking to Tico Torres and David Bryan from Bon Jovi. They'll be here, of course, March 17th. That is going to be a great show. We will also have a very cool concert announcement bright and early Monday morning.
Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up. You can do that with a podcast. Listen to this show, entertainment news, interviews, and more. It's all right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. Click on Mike and Carla. It'll take you right there. Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Wendy Rush, she'll carry you through the workday. Another family four-pack down to Legoland. She'll give that away at 11:40. Is your next chance to win. So you have a great weekend. Be careful, be safe. And don't forget, we are back Monday morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.